It's been nearly 2 years since Hurricane Maria ravaged the island of Puerto Rico. Millions were left without power, nearly 80% of the island's homes were damaged, and most importantly, of course, the Puerto Rican government says up to 3,000 people died. Well, now Puerto Rico is hoping tourism can help it rebuild. The organization Discover Puerto Rico has just launched a new ad campaign designed to lure travelers to the island. Here and Now's media analyst John Carroll has been following this. And first of all, John, Puerto Rico is in the Caribbean, so I'm assuming that tourism is an important part of its economy.
It is an important part. According to Forbes.com, Puerto Rico typically gets about 5 million visitors a year. They spend nearly $4 billion, so that's about 8% of the island's economy.
And we're also seeing that just 6 months after Maria hit, over 85% of the island's hotels were fully operational again. So has the tourism come back to where it needs to be?
It's come back significantly. So according to the organization Discover Puerto Rico, the lodging demand is back to pre-Maria levels.
Huh.
Independent rentals, which I think are Airbnb for the most part, yeah, are up by 72%, and they think they're going to get an even bigger bump this year.
Why do they need the ad campaign then?
Well, they need the ad campaign because the organization did a study and found that Puerto Rico's brand image in the mind of most people in the U.S., the mainland, is pretty neutral. They don't understand why they would pick Puerto Rico over any other vacation destination in the Caribbean. So they're rolling out an ad campaign with digital ads, with social media ads, pre-roll ads, on internet videos.
And I think we've got one of the TV ads here.
Welcome to Puerto Rico, your neighbor just to the south. We are waiting to welcome you to our home. Can we offer you something to eat or drink? A rhythm to dance to? Full of new faces and places to discover. We welcome you with open arms and even bigger hearts. Have we met yet?
John, it's Friday afternoon. I'm ready to go to Puerto Rico. Look, we can't see that ad, but this one begins with a series of colorful doors. Of course, that's a hallmark of old San Juan. Those doors are opening onto beaches and cobblestone streets. It's very nice.
Right, right. A number of TV spots are just beauty shots of the island with set to music. One spot lists Puerto Rico's best destination recommendations from about 20 publications. If you look at their YouTube channel, there are 36 videos, among them Discover Puerto Rico with Lin-Manuel Miranda and one behind the scenes with Jimmy Fallon. I'm not sure why Jimmy Fallon is involved in that.
He's funny, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Beyond those pretty pictures, though, it seems like this campaign wants the audience to understand something important for travelers, which is that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory.
Yeah, hard to believe there'd be any confusion about that, right? But the campaign wants to remind people that you don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico. You can use U.S. currency, and most people speak English. So those are definitely benefits for the traveler.
Okay, quickly, the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, has complained that he's still waiting for most of the disaster relief funds that were allocated by Congress for the storm. Any potential downside to this upbeat campaign trying to get people to
Yeah, this is sort of a tale of two Puerto Ricos, one that's open for business to tourists and is looking great, the other where there are regular power blackouts,
yeah,
where people are living beneath tarps. So you have to wonder if people might not get the wrong idea about the overall situation.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.